From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and answers this hour, as always, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Before we get started today, some exciting news. We're taking the show on the road again next week, and we will be emanating live from the Great State Fair of Texas on opening day. It's been about 10 years since we've done a broadcast from the state. It has been 10 years, way back when Glenn Mitchell was there, shortly before he died. We did a week of broadcast from the state fair. We're so excited to be going back, taking the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know crew out to the State Fair of Texas next Friday, the 25th, for opening day. You'll be able to find us on First Avenue between Big Tech Circle and the Lagoon. It's kind of on the way to the Fair Park Bandshell from Big Tech. We're right next to the kids' boardwalk area. You'll see us there. You'll hear KERA there. We'll be there live for an hour next Friday, the 25th, from noon to 1, and you'll be able to call, of course, and email, but we hope you'll come out and see us and ask your questions and give us your answers right there at the Great State Fair. Today, we're doing the show the normal way from the studio here at KERA, and we got lots of questions lined up. Chris in Minneapolis says, next weekend there's a new qualifying, or a new marathon, rather, in Ely, Minnesota. I hope I'm saying that right. It's called the 8390 Rod Portage. And it's announced itself as a Boston Marathon qualifying race. Chris says, "I got me wondering what criteria must an organized marathon meet to be an official Boston Marathon qualifying race? If you know, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Mark in Dallas emailed and says, some rather large crepe myrtles are planted right next to the foundation of my house. Are crepe myrtle roots dangerous to a house's foundation? Let's see. We got an email from Bobby wondering where to find a dated issue, about 18 months old, of Time magazine. Does anybody know where to find it? I don't know if the library still keeps back issues. You might call the if you're in Dallas, the downtown Dallas Public Library, and see if their periodicals desk still keeps back issues of magazines like Time. That'd be one place to start, but we'll see if anybody else has a suggestion. And we got two questions from Janie. Does anyone pick up broken refrigerators to repair and reuse or just to dispose of? And is there anyone local who evaluates and or purchases vinyl LP record collections? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Travis did. Wondering what's up with all the black SUVs. One driver just said it was a strike. I'm not sure where Travis is, but he tweeted me from, I'm assuming, here in North Texas. Maybe you have an answer for him. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start today with Nick in Fort Worth. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for a question from last week about someone looking for a good trade to go into. I'm a student at UTA, and they're starting in two new schools in Texas, one in North Texas, one in San Antonio, for masonry work. Apparently there's a shortage of masons in Texas, so that would be a good field to get into.
Okay, hey, great. Thanks for calling.
All right, and if you just Google UTA masonry, and it's the first thing that pops up, and I think it's an 8-week program.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling, Nick.
All right. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Dave calling from Dallas. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
For the marathon, any marathon that's certified by the National Track and Field Association can be a Boston qualifier.
Oh, okay. So you just need the track and field certification, and then you can say it.
Yes, absolutely. Easily gotten by just applying, and they survey the course, and once it's done, then it's a Boston qualifier.
So how do they survey it? Do they come out with a little wheel and walk the course, or do they drive it in a specially calibrated car, or exact? How do they do that?
Usually, it's done with the wheel itself, because they have to go point to point. They have to make sure that it's the tangents, as they call it. It has to be exactly what the runner doing his best would do as far as reducing the distance.
Right, when you cut the corners, so to speak, staying off the sidewalk and off the curb, but you can get right up close to the curb, I guess.
Exactly.
Hey, Dave, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you much.
Bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Sydney did. Sydney says, I have a garage door that needs a panel replaced in addition to assembly parts that attached to the lift. Does anybody know where to find parts for a garage door or for a garage door repair? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We had a question last week about how long it takes for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services to process a claim about elder financial abuse. And Betty said, I'm not sure whether or not the question was answered, but would like to suggest that your caller contact the Elder Financial Safety Center, a collaborative effort in which the senior source is one of three partners, along with the Dallas County Probate Court and the District Attorney's Office. It looks like Julie Krawczyk is the director of the center and can be contacted at the senior source. So, Betty, thanks so much for reaching out to us. And Betty's also with the senior source, so appreciate that lead. Let's see. We got an email from Bill. He says, I recently got an appraisal in the mail from the Dallas Central Appraisal District, which seeks to tax my, quote, business personal property, end quote. He said, it's not a very high appraisal, but I'm puzzled why the things I use in my business need to be taxed at all by a local taxing authority when they're already accounted for via depreciation of certain assets, as well as straight-line deductions at the federal level when I file my federal income tax return each year. He says, I'm self-employed. He says, I've Googled this, cannot find any answers as to the why of this tax or any that discuss what seems to be a double taxation issue. He says, when I bought these items, I paid sales tax on them here in Texas. I assume. He says, so why do I need to pay taxes merely to keep using them in a business context? Anybody know what's up with that? 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Jared in Louisville. Hello, Jared.
Hi there. I have a answer about if the crepe myrtle roots can damage a foundation. Yeah. I've been in landscaper and tree work for about 5 years now. From what I can tell, very, very unlikely for two reasons. Is that one, crepe myrtles tend to not get big enough for the roots to damage as mm-hmm. would a oak tree or something like that. And second of all, the wood itself is actually fairly weak. And so the chances of the crepe myrtle roots actually damaging any foundation is highly unlikely. But I would just make sure it doesn't get really, really tall. But for the most part, nope, you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Thanks, Jared.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email from Larry, who says, if you get a membership to Scribd.com, S-C-R-I-B-D, he says, for about $6.99 a month, you can access all editions of Time magazine from issue number one to the present, as well as countless books and magazines. He says, so this is an answer to where to find that back issue of Time magazine. So thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. let's see. James in Burleson wants to know if we can see the objects left on the moon with our satellite. He says, surely with the Hubble. If so, why are those images never shared? And he says, by the way, I do believe that Americans have been on the moon. Just to dispel any question. I do too, James. I agree that that humans have walked on the moon. But let's see if somebody, I don't think they just even aimed the Hubble at the moon, because they're looking at stuff that's way, way far away. I don't know, maybe somebody, there are a lot of amateur and probably very well-versed and skilled astronomers we hear from time to time on the show that can tell us, what does it take to see the objects that were left behind on the moon, and where would one look? Maybe even some really good binoculars might even get you there, but we'll see what the audience says. 800-933-5372. email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next, let's talk to Steve in Arlington. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
The question I have is I've went online to look for like storage, coral plast storage boxes for wine glasses, and when I look online, I only see them sold in places like London or overseas, and I'm wondering if anybody know where you can get like them here in America, coral plast wine storage units, glass storage units, wine glass storage units.
Okay.
With lids on them.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. While we're looking for stuff, let's talk next to Fernando calling from Dallas. Hello, Fernando.
Hi there. I just had a question actually kind of related to wine glasses, but not really.
Okay.
I had a question about if there's a place or somebody selling like wholesale like wine box crates, like those big like box crates, I guess, is what that is. Yeah, because I've seen them in like Michael's or Home Depot, and they're like, you know, anywhere from $5 to $10, but I was wondering if there was people selling them for, like, arts and craft purposes for cheaper.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we heard from, let's see, Mark, who says, a great resource for parts and service for overhead doors or garage doors is Overhead Door of Dallas in Carrollton. So there's a lead on that. Karen says, according to Howard Garrett, roots next to the house are only a problem if there's a water leak in the slab that would get under the house. so there's a answer on that. Let's see. We had another answer on somewhere here on the old crepe myrtles. Oh, here it is. This is on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Matt says the roots of crepe myrtles grow down, not under a foundation. He says, I contacted an arborist about this very question. So sounds like probably not an issue. I think we've got pretty good answers on that. Up next, 800-933-5372, let's talk to Deborah in Dallas. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. I think I might have an answer. Wasn't there a question from a caller just in the last 10 minutes or so saying, what's up with all the black SUVs?
Yeah. I'm assuming they're in town today or something. There's a bunch in town.
Oh, assuming they're in town just today. Okay, I was just thinking if it was a general question, I would say Uber.
Okay. Thanks very much.
If it's just for today, then that's not the answer.
I'm assuming. So. I'm waiting to see if we get another. The tweet came in a little bit before the show. I was just assuming there's something going on.
Well,
he said that one driver.
Maybe there's Secret Service or something. Who knows?
Yeah, there are candidates. Although I don't think anybody has Secret Service protection at this point, except possibly Ambassador Clinton.
That's true too.
Yeah. So, or former President Bush. So, thanks for calling, Deborah.
You bet.
It's anything you ever wanted to know, right here on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just a reminder, mentioned it at the top of the hour, but we'll be live from the Great State Fair of Texas next Friday, the 25th. It's opening day of the State Fair. We usually try to bring you some sounds of the State Fair during the opening day show, but this year we're really excited that we'll be able to actually bring you the whole show from the State Fair. And if you're going to the State Fair on opening day, and I know a lot of you do, come by and see us from noon to one. We'll be live on First Avenue, right between, sort of halfway between the lagoon over there and Big Tech Circle, right next to this place called the Kids Boardwalk. They got a nice spot for us set up there, and we'll be really excited to see you there. You'll be able to ask your questions and answers live on the mic, and of course, we'll take calls, emails, and tweets as well. Be at the Great State Fair of Texas next Friday from noon to 1. This hour, you can reach us, though, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Selena did. Says, for Time Magazine's, check out eBay. We've got several, there are several back issues available for Time Magazine, and it's a good place to find collectibles that way. Let's see, Selena says, we have a storefront under the name Buy All Day and Night. So there you go. I got an email from Fernando wondering, does anyone know of a practice studio for drummers that provides the drum kit? Says, I want to go back to playing drums, but I can't have one at home. Most places I found are full band studios or provide empty small studios. You're supposed to bring your own drum kit. Anybody have a suggestion for a drum kit provided practice studio? Let's see. We got an email from Liz about the black SUV question, who confirms there's a large group of Uber drivers protesting in Dallas. I don't know the details of why. I just caught a glimpse on a TV in a shop about 30 minutes ago. Let's see. Ginger says, according to Robert Wolanski over at the Dallas Morning News, the SUVs are part of an Uber strike that's going on. So thanks, Ginger, for that. And thanks to Robert Wolanski. I guess you could probably find that on the on one of the breaking news blog, or probably Dallas Morning News, dallasnews.com. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and that's where we find Penny in Frisco. Hello, Penny.
Hey, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
All right. I have an answer for you about the trade school.
Yeah.
The IEC Dallas is located near Northlake Campus, the Northlake College, just off of Walnut Hill in Irving, and it's an electrical trade school. They start you off, they get you a job in a member company. It's an independent, it's not union, it's all independent electrical contractors.
Mm-hmm.
They get you a job with one of them, and then once a week during the school year, you go in and you spend 3 to 4 hours in class once a week, and you start off at 50% of what a journeyman makes, and by the end of 4 years, you're making journeyman pay, and you're a journeyman. A really good education.
Very good. It's called IUC Dallas.
IEC Dallas.
IEC Dallas. Very
and
good.
And it also has a website, iecdallas.com.
Thanks, Penny.
You're welcome.
All right. Next at 800-933-5372 is Ed in Duncanville. Hello, Ed.
Hi.
Hey there.
Somebody asked about the lunar detritus left by astronauts and whether we could look at it.
Yeah.
And the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has, in fact, taken shots of that stuff. NASA's got it up on their website at various places, the NASA GSFC, Arizona State University. You can look at the Apollo 17's flag and the module descent stage, and they're all there. You can't look at that stuff with Hubble, though. And the issue is Hubble's like a telephoto, and the moon's too close.
Mm.
So it can't focus on that stuff. But the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter goes down to about a meter. So you can see the path of that the astronauts walked on the instances when they took a rover with them. You can see the wheel treads, and
cool.
Sometimes you can see the blast pattern when they took off to leave. And you can see the place where the flag ought to be. And it looks like the flag's still there, but it's not in color, so you can't really tell.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Ed.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, Mellon in Dallas responding to a question from last week about the Gaston-Garland Road-East Grand intersection. Mellon says, I contacted my councilman, Philip Kingston, many months ago, and city traffic engineer, a city traffic engineer whose name I forget, and this intersection is a tough nut to crack and still is a work in progress. Mellon says, I find the changes the city made to lanes and striping to be a huge improvement. Perhaps the long-term solution is building a toll causeway for a through traffic bypass. And I think he's joking there. But he says the city resurfacing is a, or the resurfacing is a TXDOT project because Garland Road and East Grand is a state highway and not a City of Dallas project. He says, I understand that they are resurfacing again because the first job did not pass material inspection. Let's see. Sherry wants to know, why are there burgundy ribbons on trees on Preston from Oaklawn going north? Anybody know why the burgundy ribbons are there? Francisco in Dallas is wondering if there are any places or restaurants in Dallas where someone studying Russian can speak to native speakers. Anybody have suggestion there? On the record albums, Harold in McKinney says Half Price Books buys them, but the average offer for a record in good shape from a popular band is usually about a dollar. He says, I know this from having sold my collection to them. Let's see. Maggie says, and from Fort Worth, Time Magazine is an easily found mainstream journal title, and the writer should be able to find bound copies in area libraries. Just call around to public libraries or public university libraries. She says, I checked in a university catalog and found the full range of the Time publication available in digital format in Academic Search Complete. So if simply seeing a copy online is all he needs, find a library with that database available. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Bob in Richardson. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
For the man with the question about the taxation,
mm-hmm.
First, the rules about taxation are set by the state legislature. This isn't a local idea that somebody had. Hey, let's make some more money.
Right.
Second, business personal property is distinct from personal property because business personal property is used in the production of product. And that's the theory under which he received a valuation notice, along with instructions on how to protest it and respond to it. As far as his federal taxes go, he's not being taxed by the federal government on that stuff. What he's getting is he's getting depreciation off of the equipment as an expense. He's depreciating its value for federal tax purposes against his income. And that's a whole separate issue from property taxes. So that's
very
my
good
answer.
Bob, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Ryan in Fort Worth. Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Good. You had a caller earlier talking about measuring road race courses for Boston Marathon and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It's something that I do on the side, and it's a very, very specific course, process to get these courses measured. Not to go into a lot of detail, but, you know, the course is only as good as your measurement is. So the U.S. Track and Field Association is very particular about how you go about doing it. You have a calibration course that's measured and certified to a certain length, and then you certify your bicycle, which, you know, has hard rubber wheels on it and a counter tied to it against that certification. You measure the course within a certain distance of the curb, whether it's the shortest measured distance or whether you've got a coned area or you're on the sidewalk or you're in the street. It's very specific. And at the end of the day, you fill out a mound of paperwork and send it to a certifying agent with the U.S. Track and Field Association who gives it a number, says, you know, from a quality assurance standpoint, mm-hmm. Before they kick it back and say, you know, it's not long enough. The thing you can be assured of is if it does have a U.S. Track and Field certification on it, you know that it is at least the minimum distance that is advertised. If it's a fun run, just says 5K or 10K on it, and somebody, you know, hops in their bike using one of these software apps, you know, on their phone, I've found that those are usually short by tens of feet up to hundreds of feet on your measured distance. So if you want to run a 5K or 10K or half marathon, you want to make sure that the distance is correct. Do it under U.S. Track and Field Association certified event, and you'll know that you run a long enough distance.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Ryan.
You're welcome.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Angela in Richardson. Hello, Angela.
Hey, Jeff. I was calling about the red ribbons on Preston Road. Those are in honor of Eddie Halliday.
Makes sense. Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I think Abby Halliday, she died earlier this week, or the memorial service was a couple of days ago. 104, right? Is that right? Yeah, 104. Thanks very much to our intern, Lauren, for nodding affirmation of that. Appreciate it. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. The email address, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got an answer from Mark at UT Dallas, who says about seeing human-made objects on the moon. He says the atmosphere of the Earth blurs all the light coming in from space. So a big telescope on the Earth looking at, I think he says the moon, can at best see things down to a resolution about 1 mile or so. Making the telescope bigger just increases the size of a blurry image, so that doesn't help. If we had no atmosphere, then we'd still need a big telescope, say something with an aperture of 10 or 20 more feet, to be able to resolve something the size of the rover at the distance of the moon. So there will be no backyard observations of the landing sites. He says, but we've flown a couple of spacecraft that orbited the moon and taken images from about 30 miles up, and those have been able to barely resolve the landing sites. You can see some of the equipment there, but you still have to get that close. And he sent a link here, NASA.gov, if you look for Apollo mission sites. It looks like you can probably find them. Thanks so much for that answer, Mark, as always. Let's see. James emailed and said, Uber sent out an email yesterday to all Uber Black drivers informing them that effective immediately, Uber Black drivers will be driving on UberX rates. Uber claims that will increase driver earnings. However, this emailer says, a lot of drivers were encouraged by Uber to buy or lease $70,000 SUVs, so they are protesting the lower rates as they won't be able to afford making their payments. Drivers are already working, he says, 17 to 20 hours a day just to get by. Wow. I'm assuming that's a day. He just says 17 to 20 hours. Wow. Let's see. Catherine says, regarding Russian speakers, the owners of the restaurant and specialty shop Taste of Europe in Arlington are Russian. And she says, I know they speak the language and are very friendly and accommodating. So there is a suggestion there. And let's go back to the phones. 800-933-5372. Oh, there's Greg in Dallas. Hey, Greg.
Hey, yes, sir. Regarding the transplanting of crepe myrtles or any of your outdoor plants, if you keep them facing north, you know, when you transplant them, then almost always, I mean, almost, you know, don't seldom go into shock. Really seldom. And that's it. It's a great secret.
Thanks. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Enjoy your show.
Let's see. Let's get one more answer on this from Stephen in Duncanville. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, hi.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yeah, I just wanted to let the guy, well, this is a second message about this issue of the leftovers of hardware on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
In 1994, there was a mission called Clementine, like in the song. Clementine was launched January 25th of 94 from Vandenberg Air Force Base. After Apollo missions were completed, NASA decided that its lunar maps were terrible. They were just not what – they weren't up to snuff. And they built a spacecraft with four cameras, and it orbited very close to the surface of the moon, and it captured images – of at least three, maybe more. My memory is not that great anymore, but it captured beautiful, high definition images of the hardware that was left behind, right down to the resolution of the footprints from Buzz Aldrin's shoes. You can actually see the tread marks on the surface. And this mission got very little press, and it would immediately shut down any of these moonshot deniers, the ones that said we didn't go to the moon at all. And they're on, there's an article, extensive information on the NASA website and also on Wikipedia, if anybody wants to look up Clementine.
Great. Hey, Stephen, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Rob in Denton. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
I just have an answer for the caller that called about the place of practice that has a drum set.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in Denton called the Musician's Hub, and they have two practice studios. They charge you like $10 an hour, and they have a drum set, guitar amps, and bass amps. So you pretty much just bring your guitar. You don't even need to bring chords or anything. They have all that there.
Very cool. Thanks for calling.
All right, no problem.
Let's see. Let's get one more call here maybe before we go to the break. Let's talk to Ian in Arlington. Hello, Ian.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going
I had
well.
An answer for the person who's calling in asking for a place that would speak Russian, a restaurant. There's
mm-hmm.
a place called A Taste of Europe in Arlington. It's on Pioneer Parkway between Bowen and Fielder Road. They're
okay.
a really cool place. They have a nice little store. I know this was answered via email, but I've been on hold for a while, and I wanted to be on the radio.
No so. Problem. Hey, thanks for hanging in there.
No problem.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, of course, always open, anything at kera.org. Rashawn emailed and says, the other day I heard a national NPR story on the declining popularity of grapefruit, which surprised me. When the aisles of our local markets are often well-stocked with delicious varieties at reasonable prices. He says, tree disease might have been a factor, but not specified as to region. My question is, he writes, is Texas different because of the Rio Grande Valley and its history of providing citrus year-round? I wonder if a local produce supplier or merchant might address this. I love grapefruit, he writes, and would hate to think it's not going to be available because of market forces or changing tastes. Well, give us a call if you have an answer to that, or if you have a different question, 800-933-5372. You can email us, of course, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what DFW Uber strike just did and confirms that it is an Uber driver rate cut protest that people are seeing with the black SUVs out there. So thanks very much for that update. Speaking of updates, I'll remind you maybe once or twice more, this seems like a good time, that we'll be live at the State Fair of Texas next week. The Great State Fair opens up next Friday the 25th. Big Tex was rolled out today at Fair Park, and we'll be out there next Friday from noon to 1. We'll be on First Avenue between Big Tex Circle and the Lagoon near the Kids Boardwalk. And you can come see us. We'll be doing the show live. We'll be taking your questions and answers right there in person. So it'll be a lot of fun on the opening day of the Great State Fair. We haven't been to the fair since good old Glenn Mitchell did a week of broadcasts in October of 2005. Sadly, Glenn died the next month in November, and we haven't been back. And it's been a long time coming, and we are so excited to be going back to the Great State Fair next week. So we hope to see you there as well. So let's see. In the email inbox, we have quite a few. This one's actually from Angie, who says, liquor and wine stores sometimes give me their wooden wine boxes for free. They typically throw them away, so you might just ask the liquor and wine stores. Angie's writing, it looks like, from New York, so maybe it's different there, but it's worth asking. Let's see. This is from Micah, who is an arborist, who said tree root aggressiveness, this is about the crepe myrtle tree, tree root aggressiveness is species specific. He says trees like bald cypress and magnolia are more aggressive than, say, crepe myrtle. He says, however, most trees do not pose a major risk to foundations. The larger the mature size of a given tree species, the further away from the house it should be planted to avoid damage to the tree roots. The bigger issue to foundation problems in this region is the shrinking and swelling nature of our heavy clay soils. He says if the crepe myrtles are at least 3 or 4 feet off the foundation, there should be few concerns. He says the best bet, if you're in doubt, is to contact an International Society of Arboriculture certified arborist. Micah, thanks very much for that. 800-933-5372 is where we find a very patient Sean calling from Frisco. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have an answer to the question related to the property tax. The caller had asked if it was double taxation, and actually he's right, it is double taxation, but it's a different category of tax. So like if you look at your paycheck and you'll have income tax, and then shortly below that it'll show Social Security and Medicare. That is income tax and employment tax, so two categories. So in this case, when he mentioned he's already paid sales tax on the stuff that he has in his business and then turns around and pays property tax, he is taxed twice on it, but it's a different category. So it's just essentially a different revenue stream for whatever government agency that we're looking at. So he is double taxed, and he is correct that it kind of stinks, but that's the law.
Thanks for calling.
Happy to help.
Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Wanda in Dallas. Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I bought an older home here in Dallas that came with a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I'm having problems with swimming pool leaking. There's a crack that keeps opening up. And now it's kind of gone from one side of the pool to the other, wide-wise, not length-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I've had different companies come to check it out, but, you know, they fix it and then it comes back up again. I'm looking for a swimming pool engineer, if such a thing exists, that could tell me what's the problem, basically, so I can get it fixed once and for all. I'm tired of wasting water.
Well, we'll see if we get.
I want to do that.
We'll see if we get some leads for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Daryl in Dallas. Hello, Daryl.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Are there any Filipino restaurants in the Dallas area? The South Dallas area or the immediate Dallas area.
Hmm.
And also the guy who's looking for the vinyl records. There's a place on 360 just north of I-20, about a couple of exits up, called Forever Young. They have a collect vinyls.
Okay. So they might be a good lead for them looking to get their collection appraised or something.
Right.
Great. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer, Daryl, for you on the Filipino restaurant.
Thank you so very much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Carol in Keller says, I have a Fisher-Price Child's record player from the 1970s. Does anybody know where I can get it repaired? Says the turntable spins, but no sound comes out. Maybe it needs a new needle. Anybody have a suggestion for Carol on getting that looked at? Let's see. Thomas wants to know if anyone knows of the insulation guidelines for newly constructed homes. Are there any insulation guidelines for newly constructed homes? Wally wants to know where in the North Dallas area can we go to see fireflies? And if available, what time of the year can they be seen? I think it's mostly in the spring or early summer. And I saw a few this year. There's been kind of a dearth of fireflies and in the urban area. And some people say it's because of light pollution. And, you know, but I saw a few early this summer over in East Dallas. And I think that's the time to look. But we'll see if anybody remembers where they saw some for Wally. Angie says on the refrigerator retrieval. She says, I had a great experience with Mansfield Appliance in Mansfield. She says, they came and picked up my broken refrigerator. She says, I also purchased a used refrigerator from them, she says. So, and the container store, she adds, would very likely have the boxes to store wine glasses. So you might look and see if the container store has those wine glass storage boxes. And one more from Chelsea who says, Scrap in Denton might be a place to find wine crates. I guess it's a store called Scrap, perhaps. 800-933-5372. People are being really efficient with their keystrokes today. Let's go back to the phones and talk to James in Mansfield. Hello, James.
Hey.
Uh-oh. James, call us back. It wasn't us, but somehow we lost you. Let's talk instead to Tully in Irving. Hello, Tully.
Hello.
Hey there.
I wanted to ask a question. If anyone knows where to find a quoted available federal rate that's mentioned by the Internal Revenue Service in their publications, I've gone on the internet to IRS.gov, and there's nothing on there, and they do not answer questions on the telephone at this time of year. It has to do with making loans to other people. Evidently, you're not supposed to make it underneath the available federal rate, or it might be considered a gift. So I just wonder, I think it may be published each month, probably, by the government.
We'll see if somebody knows. You've called the right place, probably. So we got a few minutes left here. We'll see if we get an answer
for
you. Thank you. 800-933-5372. Looks like we got James back in Mansfield. Let's go back to James. James, are you with us?
I am.
Hey there.
I'm back.
Good. Glad you called back.
I actually have a question, and then I have an answer for the woman on the Fisher-Price record player.
Okay.
First, my question is, where could I possibly get my stereo receiver looked at? I have a stereo receiver. I'd like to find out if it's worth repairing. And then for the woman with the Fisher-Price record player, on those models, they had their own inserts with the needles, so she would have to actually look for an arm or a similar model, maybe eBay, and try and have it done that way or have it placed specifically for that arm. It's not the type of model where you can just snap a new needle off.
Okay. And you're looking for the stereo receiver assessment and possible repair, you're looking in the Mansfield, maybe Fort Worth kind of area, sounds
like.
Yeah,
or even in DFW, because it's a very nice high-end receiver. I got it for free, but the person who gave it to me didn't know what was wrong with it. But it's in pristine condition. It's got HDMI and all that, so it's fairly new. So
okay.
I'd like to see, you know, what the situation is with it.
Okay. Thanks for calling. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Right.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's squeeze in all the calls that we can here in the last few minutes of the hour. Let's go next to Kathleen in Dallas. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I think the answer on the grapefruit question has to do with so many people being on statin drugs.
Why would that have to do with it?
You can't eat grapefruit if you're on a statin drug.
Huh.
So a lot of men that have high cholesterol and women are on a statin drug.
Huh. I wonder if, that sounds like an interesting possibility. Kathleen, thanks for calling.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Juan in Arlington. Hello, Juan.
Hi, Jeff. I was calling because of a recent transplant from Southern California, and out there was a little chain of restaurants known as The Hat, and they did something that was basically chili cheese fries, and they topped it with pastrami. So I'm looking for a restaurant out in this area that makes really good chili cheese fries and that might be able to top it with pastrami.
I've never heard of such a thing. Well, I'm sure we'll get some answers for you. Maybe if not today, we'll have some spilling over next week. But people are probably racing to the phones right now.
All right.
Thanks for calling. And welcome. Right. Welcome to North Texas.
Thank you.
Up next is Andrea calling from Dallas. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, Jeff. I have an answer to your vinyl records. Josie Records on Josie and 635 in Dallas both buys and sells vinyl LPs, and they have a vast collection of records that anybody could want.
Josie Records.
Josie, J-O-S-E-Y.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Doc in Keller. Hello, Doc.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I got an answer for the refrigerator lady.
Okay.
Craigslist. Craigslist has a for free category.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put out that you've got a refrigerator that's for free, there are innumerable people who recycle them for the copper and that kind of stuff. And I put one out there a month or so ago, and it lasted all of about 30 minutes before somebody came and got it.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for the suggestion, Doc.
You bet.
All right. Let's see. Let's get another call here. Why not? Let's talk to Samantha in Dallas. Hello, Samantha.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi, there are fireflies in the spring and early summer at White Rock Lake on the northeast side between Boy Scout Hill and Big Thicket. So wooded area, grassy area across from the lake there, and there's fireflies all in there.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email here. I wanted to get this question out today before the show ends from Michael, who wants to know, how often are red lights on residential streets evaluated for traffic flow? He says, certain roads seem to be much less congested than others at peak times, and certain intersections always get backed up, sometimes to the next light back or even further. For example, he says in North Dallas, Preston always seems to be moving much better than Midway. Does anybody know what the schedule for red light evaluation is? And Maggie in Fort Worth weighed in on the fireflies. She says, I see them in my yard every year, and this week I've even noticed there are still fireflies out. Evening at dusk is the time to see them in amongst the shrubs in a low moisture area. She says, my property is adjacent to Sycamore Creek and has lots of greenbelt woods around, which may be essential firefly habitat, she writes. She says, I'm also an organic gardener, so I haven't killed them off with sprays or other chemicals. Don't look for them anywhere that's been fogged for West Nile, because that probably killed most of the insects, Maggie added. 800-933-5372. Time to get a couple more quick calls in. Let's talk to Paul in Plano. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Doing
love
well.
Your show.
Thank you.
I had an answer for the fellow on that. I'm way over in Plano for the stereo repair. There's a place called AJ Electronics, and the reason I want him to know about it is because I find them to be very, very honest, very forthright. They give you a straight answer, and they don't gouge you on prices. I have had other dealings with other places for stereo and television repair and have gotten burned.
All right,
so,
Paul.
I know it's probably a little bit of distance for him, but a good recommendation for somebody honest might be worth the trip.
Paul, thanks for calling.
All right.
And before we run out of time today, I did want to remind everybody one more time that we'll be live from the Great State Fair of Texas next week. Come see us on First Avenue between Big Tech Circle and the Lagoon. We're right next to the Kids Boardwalk, right there along that nice tree-lined path along First Avenue. We'll be live doing the show from noon to one, so I hope you can make it out. Take a lunch break at the Great State Fair of Texas. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Stephen also answered your phone calls today, and we had help from Lauren Aguirre as well during the show. You can download the podcast absolutely free at kera.org/anything. Subscribe with that button at the top of the page, or you can listen to any episode of your choice. We've got the last 10 shows up there. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions at anything at kera.org, or hit me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Once again, thanks so much to everybody for listening today and writing and calling in. Come out and see us next week at the State Fair. In the meantime, have a great weekend.